The Environmental Protection Agency will soon be weaned off government subvention and made an autonomous body. The Minister of Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation, Dr. Joe Otengeje, who disclosed this, said the process is almost complete, especially with the formation of a new board for the agency. He said the move will make the EPA a more effective agency, which will have more powers to prosecute people who flout laws on environmental protection. Dr. Joe Otengeje was speaking in Accra at the launch of the 40th anniversary of the Environmental Protection Agency. Doreen Ampofu has filed this report.
The Environmental Protection Agency, formerly the Environmental Protection Council, was established in 1974 to protect and enhance the country's environment, as well as seek solutions to global environmental problems. Although the agency is keen on performing its mandate, the country is still grappling with environmental issues such as poor sanitation, environmental degradation due to illegal mining, and noise pollution, among others. The Minister of Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation, speaking at the launch of the EPA's 40th anniversary, asked the agency to be guided by the new environmental and climate change policy, which was recently approved by government. He asked the EPA to pay attention to waste management by collaborating with MMDAs. Dr. Otengeje said this is important as the EPA will in the next 2 years be weaned of government subvention.
We're working to let them understand sometimes because you do not know the powers that the Act is giving you, you may not be able to exercise it. So we're working as a government to make them have their liberty to be able to work. And that's one of the reasons I stated that we're also working with them to let them become financially autonomous so that they do not directly depend on consolidated funds. Once we do that, when you have the technical independence, you have the financial independence, it will give you the courage to be able to stand up to whoever.
And how soon is this expected to be done?
The new board, they are charged, so I'm sure we're going to start working with them.
The executive director of the EPA, Daniel Amlalu, said from now on the EPA would take the bull by the horn and deal decisively with any individual or group which flouts any environmental law.
EPA has the power to prosecute directly in court. We prosecuted people on noise violations, importation of illegal materials into the country, and have undertaken some awareness creation or training program with the judiciary. If you are not coming out, doesn't mean that we are not doing it. Maybe we are not telling our story enough, but watch us this year.
The launch was graced by the president of the National House of Teas, now Professor Nabila. The Vice President Kwesi Emisa Arthur was represented by a Minister of State at the Presidency, Fifi Kwete. Other activities scheduled for the 40th anniversary include lectures, tree planting exercises, regional fora, and a Thanksgiving service.
Doreen Ampofu filed that report.